Thanks for making 99.5 WJBR Wilmington's number one radio station. It's just a few seconds before 8 o'clock. I'm Dave Cruz with your news. Here's Clint Dantine.
Expect a high today of 40, but right now it's 33 degrees. WJBR News is brought to you by Barnyard Photography and Photo Booth. Visit barnyardphotography.com. At least 10 people died in crashes overnight, apparently caused by smoke from a fire along Interstate 75 in North Florida. At least 4 to 5 large commercial vehicles and 10 passenger vehicles were involved. In Governor Jack Markell's weekly message, he spoke of his priorities reflected in the balanced $3.54 billion budget proposal he unveiled this week.
Our budget proposal makes clear that our top priorities are encouraging economic growth, making our public schools stronger, and ensuring that we are governing effectively.
A 22-year-old man in Delaware was arrested yesterday for impersonating a police officer. His vehicle, equipped with red and blue LED strobe lights that resembled a police cruiser, attempted to stop a victim. Millville may be home to a new farmers market. Delaware presently has 16 farmers markets in the state. According to a marketing specialist with the Delaware Department of Agriculture, that figure is expected to increase. From the Hometown Happenings page at WJBR.com, brought to you by Sobieski Services. Wawa is selling paper bears at the checkout counter for just $1, with all proceeds supporting Delaware's 3,500 Special Olympic athletes. Find out more at WJBR.com. I'm Clint Dantine, and if it's happening in your hometown, it's on WJBR. Tri-State Weather.
We will see quiet but cool conditions in the forecast for today. Skies will be mostly sunny with an afternoon high of around 42 degrees. Tonight, clouds roll in, but it will remain dry with a chilly low near 34. From the CBS 3 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Justin Drobic on 99.5 WJBR.
And at 8:01, it's sunny and 32 degrees. WJBR!